they offered to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be, beholden or. Beholden to you or obligated to you, which one?
Well, most people, when they want to do you a favor, well, it's not always to get you to be obligated to them, but
right.
You just don't want to override their friendship.
Okay. Now, somebody asked you about sundown to do some work, and you say, I got up to work before sunup, and I blank all I'm going to do today. I
did all I'm going to do today.
Okay. There was a terrible accident up the road, but there was no need to call a doctor because the victim was already dead. Okay. Now, getting into types of animals you got here, what about that kind of bird that sees in the dark? You got that?
Owls?
Yeah, what kind of owls you got?
You got the hoot owl, the horn owl, and screech owl.
Okay. And you said that bird that pecks in?
Peckerwood.
Peckerwood?
Redhead peckerwood. They was almost extinct here. A few years ago, the Louisiana Wildlife and Fishery Conservation Magazine came out and said that there was just such a small amount of them left that they was asking everyone to not kill them because they were such an easy target with that black with a white vest and the bright red head with a white neck. They were such an easy target. So they was asking everyone not to kill them, and now they came back and they're everywhere. You can see plenty of them. But they, for years, they'd got to where that you wouldn't ever see in one a year.
Hmm.
And they've been one right here for the whole summer, eating figs and different types of fruit. He stayed right here the whole summer.
Now, you got a big one, you know, maybe about the size of a half-grown chicken, wood hen when it gets grown? You ever seen those?
A wood hen?
Yeah, or any big ones?
Yeah, they call them Indian hen.
Big
mean wild?
Wood.
Yeah, that's what they call an Indian hen.
Huh.
They are huge, bigger than a red-headed peckerwood. In other words, they're about as large as a half-grown or two-thirds grown chicken.
That's an Indian hen peckerwood?
Yeah, they'll get on a hollow tree and peck on it just like a woodpecker.
Now, talking about peckerwood, you ever hear that used, that word used in any other sense? Folks ever use it to describe people, or?
Yeah, got a head as hard as a woodpecker, or a lot of people refer to him as having a head as hard as a woodpecker because he can peck on a log or stump.
Okay. You ever hear it referred to a class of people or a type of people or, you know, all white, you know, you might get mad at somebody and say that, and why, you old
woodpecker?
Yeah,
you old
woodpeckerwood or woodpecker, or you old peckerwood.
I see. Okay, what would that mean? Was that, would folks use it as a compliment or?
Well, not necessarily, just probably someone that was kind of contrary or something or didn't want to go along with the crowd or the party or something. You hear that used now, this day and time. Well, you peckerwood, you.
Okay. It was just meant?
Yeah, it's just a lingo. Or
it just meant somebody was what?
Hard-headed.
Arguing with somebody like that, you say, I didn't know he was so hard-headed or. My goodness, he sure is a
bullheaded
person.
Yeah.
Stubborn. Or
stubborn. Contrary.
A contrary person is that type of person who, you know, just.
Yeah.